reach Clear Culver's roadside assistance. My name is Derek. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. I think, I'm not sure. My battery or something went down. It still needs to be down. I don't know if my lights are going, but I need to get a jump start.
Alright, are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah, from Ingleside Shopping Center in Catonsville, Maryland.
Could you spell out your first name?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Last name, Logan, L-O-G-A-N.
Can you repeat that?
My first name is Linda, L-I-N-D-A. My last name is Logan, L-O-G-A-N.
L-O-G-A-N?
Yeah.
Alright. Just to verify, can I receive a callback number for you, just in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, 443-337-3074.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates?
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, can you confirm your address?
We're in Ingleside Shopping Center in Clayton, Maryland.
No, man. I mean the address on your policy.
4103 Main Avenue. Or 4103 Main Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21207. I moved from Windsor Avenue yesterday because that guy set me up. And so he knocked out my window from my car. He had my window shot out. So I had to leave that address. So I'm back at Main Avenue.
What was your old address?
4103 Main Avenue.
What was the old address?
P.O. Box 68256, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215.
Can I get your old address? The one you moved from?
4103 Main Avenue. Or do you need the 3349 Windsor? Which one?
Repeat the one you just said.
3349 Windsor Avenue.
Yeah,
I'm no longer there. Yeah, he had my window shot out. That's the man that was I was sharing a house with. He's crazy.
Apologies, man. I can barely hear you. You're kind of fuzzy.
I said he had my window shot out of my car. I had to leave. I don't live there anymore.
All right, can you confirm the year, make, and model of the car?
It's a 2000 Honda Accord.
All right. What's the color of the vehicle?
It's forest green.
It's what?
A dark green.
Dark green?
Yes, green. G-R-E-E-N.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Can't you pinpoint the area where I am?
Just a second, ma'am.
That's not good. Oh, I was like, wait a minute, I said it. This is terrible. Oh, God, that's horrible. Just got the phone. It's still messed up. It's terrible. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible service. It's boot service. Oh my God. Maybe I dropped it. It cut off the key twice. What is that? That's got the phone. That was mad. That was not got the phone.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me a second.
Okay. That's the worst thing he could have did. He shot the dent. That man got a problem. Oh, Lord, he's crazy. I'm so glad to get the election done and everything around here. We're all stupid. Innocent was like, you need to move. ASAP. There's no way.
Hello? Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
For this service, you would either have to reach out to your insurance and get them to give us a call. Ma'am?
No, I cannot have to pay. I'm sorry. I had that on my insurance. Please do not tell me nothing like that. I just heard somebody call there and confirm long time ago. So you need to call and find out, because that's wrong. Every time I had to call here to get that done, it's always a problem. And I pay my insurance every month.
So would you like to continue with cash?
I'm not continuing with cash because it's on my insurance. Can you check my insurance? I just went through this a month ago, and the lady, I had to call a manager. She had to get involved. So this is too much. Every time I call here for something like this, I'm paying it on a monthly basis. Y'all taking it out of my check. I never even took it.
So would you like to call your provider and see if they can...
Let me speak to your manager. I'm done. Let me speak to your manager. Not you. I'm done. I don't owe anything. They're taking 160 out, 70 out my check every month. Are you freaking nuts? What kind of assistance is doing there?
All right, ma'am. I can see if I can get you. I can see if I can get a manager.
The manager. It's on my card and everything. My policy number is. You need the policy number?
Yes, ma'am, it's not the policy. It's just not,
Roadside assistance is on here. Trust me. I called back to get it. Are you serious?
I can check with a manager right now.
Okay, thank you. Can you please do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Your appointment, look. They say that every time. They don't want to do it. Come on. Okay. Well, I don't know. We're going to go over him. We don't know where he's going. He's dumb. He don't understand. I'm tired. I got to fight with these people. I mean, I might as well get a new response. I'm tired. I'm not supposed to change anyway. It's too much. I'm saying this every day. It's bigger day on my day than politics. What's the problem? NSD. You are partnered with NSD to provide nationwide roadside assistance for all customers. All we gotta do is look at the policy. I'm so dumb. It says flat tire, out of gas, jump start, get a tow, locked out, fucking a bitch. Come on now. I'm so tired. It's every day. Old woman. He reading the notes. Well, he don't know what he's reading. The managers put anything on there. They stupid as hell. They don't know what they're doing. You don't know what you're doing.
Ma'am, it says you're over your limit.
No, I'm not. I'm covered. I'm just looking at what it says. Clear Cover has partnered with NSD to provide nationwide roadside assistance to our customers. Do you know? I'm telling you, look at the policy. What more can I tell you? I'm looking right at it. I'm not over no limit. I only called like 2 times. The rest of the times, are you serious? I haven't called for almost 6 months.
Well, I can only tell you what it shows me.
Well, let me speak to your manager, because you don't know what you're doing. Let me speak to the manager, please. This is too much. Every time I call here, nobody can do their job. Let me speak to your manager. This is too freaking much. I'm so tired. Every time I get an apology, it's too late. I'm tired. I just want to sit and point it. It's too much. It shouldn't be no limitation on how many you have. Are you freaking nuts? I'm tired. It's too hot out here to be playing. What was I asking for? Oh, you suck yourself. You don't know what you're doing. Reading the notes. You need to stop reading the notes. You're wrong. pocket, and I'm paying you $170 a month. Are you freaking nuts? Are you talking to mine? That's what I'm paying for. I'm tired of hearing it every time. Because some stupid nanny could put some bullshit down there. That's why she's no longer there. I got her fired out of there. She's stupid as hell.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm gonna get you transferred. One moment.
Thank you so much.